This is YPR News. I'm Bree Ripley. The danger of flooding on the Bighorn River in northern Wyoming has lessened. The National Weather Service says ice jams on the Bighorn had thinned considerably today, although a flood advisory remains in effect along parts of the river because of the unpredictability of river ice. About 100 state National Guard personnel and firefighters are helping fill and place sandbags to shore up flood-prone areas along the river at Graybull in Bighorn County. Rapid snowmelt and ice jams caused the Bighorn River to flood parts of Warland and Washakie County last weekend. Preliminary damage assessments in Warland by the Red Cross found one home with major flood damage and six others with minor damage. There was no estimated dollar value of the damage. The Montana Senate is calling for a constitutional amendment that would allow Congress to overturn federal regulations. The resolution by Republican Senator Dwayne Ankeny of Colstrip would require either the U.S. House or Senate to vote on a proposed federal regulation if a quarter of the members of either chamber oppose it. Ankeny says the idea is to rein in the thousands of federal regulations that are passed each year. Democratic Senator Cynthia Wolken of Missoula says giving a small number of lawmakers the power to force a vote on every regulation would only add to the gridlock in Congress. The Senate approved the resolution today on a 33-16 vote. If the House approves it, copies of the resolution will be sent to President Donald Trump, each member of Congress, and legislative leaders in every state. The Wyoming voter tradition of changing party affiliations at the poll on primary day lives on. A legislative committee killed a bill today that would have made it much harder for Democrats to vote in Republican primaries and vice versa. Voters would have been allowed to switch parties no fewer than 30 days before primary day. The bill made it through the Wyoming House before dying on a 3-0 vote in the Senate Corporations Committee. Supporters, including Wyoming Republican Party Chairman Mike McKelly, say political parties are private organizations, and only members should decide who represents those organizations. Opponents, including Marguerite Herman with the League of Women Voters, say existing law encourages people to vote for individuals instead of political parties. She says it's not clear what problem the bill sought to fix. The developer of the Keystone XL pipeline is once again seeking approval for a route that will go through Montana. TransCanada said today that it has filed an application with the state commission that regulates oil pipelines. The company's previous attempts to start construction in Nebraska have been thwarted by activists and some landowners who worry about its environmental impact. Opponents have already met to discuss how they can halt the project. The Keystone XL would travel from Canada through Montana, South Dakota, and Nebraska, where it would connect with an existing Keystone pipeline network to carry crude oil to Texas Gulf Coast refineries. President Donald Trump has said he supports the pipeline, and last month he signed executive memos to make it easier for the project to move forward. A Missoula theater will be demolished after its roof collapsed under the heavy weight of heavy snow earlier this month. The Missoulian reports that officials with the Silver Foundation say they do not believe the Silver Theater will be rebuilt after it's demolished. The foundation has already obtained a demolition permit, and work to demolish the building began Tuesday. The theater's roof collapsed because of heavy snow and ice on February 4th. The theater had been scheduled to host the Big Sky Documentary Film Festival, which is slated to kick off tomorrow. The film festival has found other venues and will run through February 26th. A bill that would have online companies that sell goods to Wyoming residents to be required to collect Wyoming sales tax on the transaction has advanced through the legislature. KTWOAM reports the Senate approved the bill yesterday, and it previously passed the State House. The bill now heads to the House for a concurrence vote. The tax collection would be expected to generate about $28 million in revenues for state and local government if the bill passes. Despite support from lawmakers, it's unclear Wyoming would ever collect the tax. Based on a 1992 U.S. Supreme Court ruling in a North Dakota case that bans the collection of internet sales tax on companies that don't have a presence within the state trying to collect the tax. You can find more information on this case by typing in Quill Corps versus North Dakota in your preferred search engine. That's Quill, Q-U-I-L-L, Corp, C-O-R-P, versus North Dakota. Two small central Montana towns about 10 miles apart are looking at consolidating their schools. The Great Falls Tribune reports the Hobson and Moore school boards are working on a plan that would call for elementary students to attend classes in Moore, while middle and high school students would attend classes in Hobson. Hobson has 220 residents, while Moore has 191. The towns along U.S. Highway 87, west of Lewistown, have about 100 students each. Hobson School Board Chairman Dan Thomas says the merger would provide better educational opportunities for students. Hobson's interim superintendent, Clay Dunlap, said a vote would likely take place during the 2017-18 school year, and if approved, the consolidation would take effect beginning the 2018-19 school year. Hobson, Moore, and Judith Gap already have a cooperative for sports teams. A Senate committee has killed a bill that would have raised the state tax on cigarettes by 30 cents a pack. House Bill 151 failed on a 3-2 vote in the Senate Revenue Committee today. It had passed the State House on a close vote earlier. Wyoming now levies a tax of 60 cents per pack, raising about $20 million a year in state and local tax revenue. The bill would have raised the tax to 90 cents, adding about another $10 million a year. Some state lawmakers have been looking for new revenues to help make up for the huge revenue losses from the energy industry downturn. The state uses its revenue from the cigarette tax to help pay for various health-related programs, such as substance abuse programs. The Montana House has given initial approval to a measure that would increase the number of judges in Yellowstone and Missoula counties. The House voted 99-1 today to give Yellowstone County two new district judges and one to Missoula County. The bill must pass a final vote before it goes to the Senate. Republican Representative Jeff Esmond of Billings says the aim is to ease the case backlog in those counties. Last year, a special commission rejected a proposal to redraw its 22 districts to more evenly distribute the work of 46 judges. Instead, Esmond introduced his bill that originally would have added five new judges. That number was reduced to three. The bill is contingent on lawmakers providing funding for the judges, their assistants, and operating expenses. Wyoming residents attending the state's seven community colleges will see a slight increase in tuition starting this fall. The Casper Star Tribune reported yesterday that students will be paying $5 more per credit hour. The tuition hike imposed by the Wyoming Community College Commission brings the total per credit cost to $94. That's a 5.6 increase from the previous tuition rate. But students at Casper College will be paying even more. College spokesman Chris Lorenzen says the school is assessing $29 of its own fees, which will result in residents paying $123 per credit hour. Commission Executive Director Jim Rowe says the $5 tuition hike will generate roughly $480,000 in additional revenue for the colleges. The increase comes after the commission instituted a $20 million cut earlier this fiscal year. Two Montana lawmakers are sponsoring bills aimed at delaying the closure of a residential facility for people with developmental disabilities who have been determined by a court to pose a risk of serious harm to themselves or others. The House Human Services Committee heard a bill yesterday that would keep the Montana Developmental Center in Boulder open for another 2 years and maintain a 12-bed intensive behavioral center for clients who need to be stabilized before being placed in group homes. Another bill, seeking to delay the closure, would direct the state to seek a change in Medicaid reimbursements for services provided to those with developmental disabilities. Lawmakers voted in 2015 to close the center and move its then 53 residents to community-based settings by June 2017. The center currently has 25 residents, including 12 in a locked facility. A Democrat's proposal to establish a statewide charter school system faces an uncertain future in Montana, even as Republicans hailed it as an opportunity to lift struggling schools. Democratic Representative Jonathan Windyboy of Box Elder wants to establish a seven-member charter school commission to oversee the new program. Democrats have generally been opposed to charter schools, and a policy advisor for Governor Steve Bullock spoke against the proposal yesterday during a hearing before the House Education Committee. Republican leaders say Windyboy's proposal could provide the necessary flexibility to help struggling students, particularly those in Montana's native country. The proposal could also face legal challenges. A legislative legal review raised concerns about whether the legislature has the constitutional authority to establish a charter school commission. A 26-year-old man has died after falling about 1,400 feet while skiing in Grand Teton National Park. The National Park Service says John Jack Fields Jr. of Jackson fell Wednesday morning down a narrow, steep gully on the South Teton Mountain. Rangers recovered the body about 6 p.m. yesterday evening. The Park Service says Fields was skiing with three others down the mountain they had summited earlier in the day. On the way down, the other skier saw Fields fall and slide out of sight. The other skiers eventually made it down the mountain via a different route. This is YPR News.